Let's take some phone calls now because they are lit up. Dave, what's up, buddy? How are you? You're on the Johnny B Show. What's up, Dave? Yo, Davey.
Oh,
yeah, what's up, buddy?
Is this Johnny B? Johnny B?
It is me.
All right, this is Davey E.
Hey, Davey.
How you doing? We're in Port Charlotte. We're still out of power. Below Edgewater. FPL thinks we have power, but we don't.
So okay.
We're just having some fun. We're listening to. I've never listened to you before. First time caller.
Oh, sweet.
First time listener.
That never happened. So at least something good came out of Irma. I got a new listener. You're number nine.
I actually listened to you for the last couple of days, but it's been hard to charge my cell phone. So you know, I didn't call you yet, but it's been fun. We're just having some fun, drinking some beer, and
how many people you got there having fun drinking with you?
Right now, it's only the two of us. Thank you.
Oh, that's fine. More beer for the two of you. So,
we're running out. We're running out of ice. The main thing is the ice. We don't have power, so we have nowhere to get ice.
There's nowhere to get ice in Port Charlotte?
Our friends are bringing us ice, and my sister is bringing us ice. Hi, Diana. Thank you.
Oh, sweet. Shout out.
Max, thanks for bringing ice today.
There you go.
He's shouting out to everybody that's there with him.
I like all the ice shout outs. That's good. We should do that as a segment, the ice shout outs. That's very good.
Like,
a lot of my friends around here still have power.
Some of my best friends have power. I know. It's so crazy how that works too. You could be like four houses away from people with power, and you have to look down the road and see them just out dancing around and in their electricity and air conditioning, and here you are, just a guy with beer that needs ice. That's all you need is ice.
I'm sitting out in my one eye right now, hearing a generator that is way down the canal. That is, it's kind of ruining the ambiance, if you know what I mean.
I gotcha.
The noise of the generator, and they're running that generator for a fan, and I'm sitting here
just needing ice. If anybody's in Port Charlotte, you know where my man Dave and his drinking partner can get some ice. Please give us a call. Tweet at us so we can get the information out there. Dave needs ice. Good luck, Dave. We love you, pal. Jennifer, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hi.
What's up?
How are you?
I am dandy. How are you?
Oh, just fine. I'm a new listener, first time caller.
Yay.
Yay. So during the storm, I had to stay here because I live in Arcadia. I've only lived here a month. And my children decided to stay in South Florida as well as my mother.
Now, where did you come from, Jennifer? Where'd you come from before you went to that big old fat metropolis known as Arcadia?
Actually, Pompano.
Oh.
Panic attacks with being there.
I gotcha. No, I understand.
Else.
You're way too young to be in Pompano.
I'm 47. But yeah.
Yeah, you're a baby in Pompano.
I was chased out by all the crazies, so I needed peace. Peace was my search, and I'm like a very spiritual person, but I don't want to get weird or anything. But what happened in a nutshell, I'm going to try to put this really quickly.
Uh-huh.
As against my nature, I stayed in a house not on a slab, so I was a little bit weary, and you know, I've only been in here for a month.
Right.
And so what happened was I was kind of running around like my neighbor said, a sprayed cockroach on a 5-lane highway from window to window. And you know, because by the time I got back to this house, there was no supplies in this one horse town,
right.
And there was really nothing to do. So I'm sitting in my little safe house room that I made, and my phone starts playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, where my father passed away 9 months
ago. Former Billboard number
one
hit.
And my phone wasn't supposed to, I don't know how this happened. It was the weirdest thing. Well, I had a stuffed animal as a child,
right,
that I lost on a family vacation that played Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Yeah, it's a rare song.
Was working. We're in the middle of a Cat 5 hurricane that I have much respect for.
Yeah.
I know about the earthquakes in Mexico. I know about, like, I'm not stupid. My dad was a physics.
Have you started those pianos?
You know, so anyway, what happened was, I tried to get a dog in. It didn't, you know, she wouldn't come. Like, there was a dog running around. I watched everything, you know, happen and everything. This Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star came on. I don't know how.
What?
I was all by myself. I'm alone. My children in Pompano. My mom's in Boca.
Right.
I'm alone in the house I just moved into. So last night, I'm cleaning up and everything. I bought pizza for the guy behind me in line at Domino's, the only place in town. Nothing's open. We have no gas. We have no electricity. We're flooded from up to our neck. You can't pass from Port Charlotte.
That's a lot of flooding.
Arcadia, right. On regular roads. People should not be driving until they get the okay from, the DOT or whatever. People are driving around joyriding when there's sinkholes.
Oh, my God.
And I drive to the Peace River to get back to take me for gas. I had plenty of gas. And, so the song you played, it's Doubt, Doubt, that was one of the songs I used to play.
Oh, no, you're breaking up.
When I was 14.
Thank you, Jesus.
So anyway, last night I saw a meteor shower.
Yes. What happened?
I saw a meteor shower.
A meteor shower also?
Yeah, in Arcadia, I could see the Milky Way.
Get out of here! I'm more of a Snickers guy.
I like
the Snickers.
Myself.
Snickers is basically a Milky Way with nuts in it.
Whatchamacallit, so kind of my thing.
Sorry. I feel like that was the hand of something so much bigger, and I
was just the acid kicking in.
Yes.
I've been there before.
I don't do acid.
I know.
Okay.
If I lived in Arcadia, I would.
One truly. That night, and I was running around trying to keep my only asset.
I got you.
Acid?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yes, acid. Jennifer, do you have electricity?
They just clicked on. That's why I call you.
That's amazing.
Magic.
I got a hot meal in 3 days. I haven't slept in 10. I didn't even know what day.
Oh, my God.
You haven't slept in 10 hours?
10 days.
Oh, 10 days.
Weeks.
Okay. Yeah, you're cute.
Jennifer, don't worry about her. She's
really
a jerk.
Adorable.
Yeah. No, I
love you anyway.
I love you.
Thanks for all that, because the guy that I bought the pizza for, my next door neighbor found out telling me, this is another confirmation.
Yeah.
He's a lineman right here, and he had a baby the night of the hurricane. So
how sweet. Good for you. That's amazing.
So much for acid.
Thank you so much.
Acid.
Thank you. Tell that guy we said thank you for his hard work.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, shout out to Ben Swig. He's listening. He says, at Johnny B Comedy, at Scrum Ryan Radio, twinkle, twinkle, little star, can I have the last 2 minutes of my life back?
Oh, come on, man. Come on,
Joe,
Ben Swig.
That's real life.
Come on. He just tweeted that from on top of his mansion. She lives in Arcadia.
Wait,
Don't be mean.
You made a Jesus reference. I thought you guys didn't believe in Jesus.
I think I might because I was like, please let that phone break up. And it started to break up. I'm like,
he is real.
Yeah. That was awful. You know what? People need to take
a
course.
She's a listener.
People need to take a course on how to tell a story.
Twitter is blowing up after that.
People need to take a college course on how to tell a story.
Leave Jennifer alone.
You need to omit all of the details that don't enhance the story at all.
That's
You're just
it.
Taking away
That's
from
it.
The from the main point.
New background for the entire show.
Tim Hemp, Trucker Monica, Char,
Tim Hemp.
Everybody sounding off on this woman.
Hey, look, by the way, if you're going to use the gun emoji, it doesn't have the same impact now. It's a squirt gun, Char. Come on.
No, this is a pistol.
What?
The one Char used looks like a
it's
pistol.
It's a squirt gun.
It's a squirt gun.
Alan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? First-time caller, half-ass listener, man.
Hey, I like it, man. I like it.
Honest.
I like your honesty.
Love the honesty.
St. Pete, Northside, Gandy, Ninth Street area, Medallion area, whatever. No power, the whole shebang. And I feel like I'm the criminal because I'm a little kid, the only guy with a generator in the entire neighborhood. And it's out there cranking right now.
Oh, man.
Can hear it.
And I just, and only because I got the window shaker in the back bedroom. When you're sleeping. And I got my fridge hooked up, but I feel like a straight criminal.
Yeah. Are you offering anybody to charge their phone or maybe give them a bag of ice?
Well, like my neighbor, man, she came home. She's an old lady. And she dipped out. And then she came back the next day. And it's like, well, dude, all the power cords are already tied up at that juncture.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, so, hey, I'm trying to help people. I run chainsaws and stuff, whatever. I'm an AC guy.
Yeah.
I can run around town.
I can hear your generator in the background.
Yeah. Well, our shop's been closed since, Friday, but just getting gas over here, it's, ridiculous, man.
Yeah. No. It's
yeah.
You were prepared,
Well, and I always hear, and I'm looking online all day today, right? and I'm jumping on the phone, I'm checking out stuff, and all I see is people whining and crying about not having power. It's like, what the hell would these people be doing if it was legit a Cat 4 or 5 that actually hit us?
We all be dead, though.
Oh, no, we wouldn't be dead. But it'd be
you said it.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
It wouldn't be a bunch of whining, would it? It wouldn't be a bunch of whining.
I got you. Hey, don't make sure you stay safe around that that generator. Oh, Jesus, are you all right? He's gone. Oh, my God. Hello. Buddy. Alan.
Alan, you dead.
Alan. No, he's fine. Alan.
Alan. Akbar.
727-579-1125.
I said Allah.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Soundbite really went left.
That wasn't what I was looking for.
No, that's,
I apologize.
Completely changed the mood of the show.
It's real raw radio.
Barry, what's happening? Yo, Barry.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
I'm great, Barry. How are you, man? You're a fellow evacuee. Good. You bailed?
Yeah, I tell you, I got a story for you.
Oh, Jesus.
I love it. I love these stories.
And I, unfortunately, I'm like a double survivor. Uh-huh. I'm a victim of Hurricane Sandy as well. I lost my house on Sandy on Long Beach Island.
Oh, no.
Four years ago.
So you moved after you lost your house in New York with Sandy, and then you had to face Irma?
I lost my house on Sandy, so I figured, why not move to Sarasota, Florida?
Yeah, that there's no way you can get a hurricane there.
Exactly. West coast of Florida, nice and calm.
Yeah.
So I moved to Sarasota, and guess what?
Yeah, I know.
Another bitch takes your stuff.
It's never the guy hurricanes either. Am I right, Barry?
Absolutely. So what happens? A goddamn tornado hits my home.
Son of a bitch!
Yep, it hits my home. I got nothing but, you know, wires over my carport.
Yeah.
It hits my cactus tree.
Good God.
And me and my dog, thank God, survived. I had a...
Now, when you say your dog, you mean like a canine or just like a really good friend from the streets?
No.
I got you.
No, a dog. A dog.
Okay, my dog. Me and my dog, Dwayne, got out of there.
Me and my dog, Sydney, we found a shelter.
Oh, Sydney.
It was a golf Gate Elementary School.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Absolutely wonderful. And, you know, they had National Guard there, and it was a great experience. And, you know, material things can be replaced.
Absolutely.
Bottom line.
You and your dog lived, and that's what really matters.
And yeah, absolutely. And you know what? You know, my neighbors, you know, we had a soup party this afternoon.
Oh, Jesus.
I love soup parties.
Wait, what the hell's a soup party?
I'm so pissed off I didn't get invited to this.
I've had fun.
Well, you know what? I just found your station about an hour ago.
There you go. Well, my name is Johnny B, and I make a mean chowder, sir, next time you have a soup party.
Okay, well, you know, I'll invite you.
Yeah, I like, we do a chowder party, and it's we make sure it's all guys because, you know, girls have been getting all the credit for the chowders for years.
Oh.
So I just get a lot of guys over, and we make chowder, and it's just man chowder all over the place. It's really nice.
Well, you know what? I'll be listening, and next time it happens, I'll be there.
Barry, I want to give you some of my man chowder next time you have a party, okay?
I've had his man chowder. It's delicious.
It is good. It's a little salty.
I want to say something so bad.
Thanks, Barry.
It's kosher.
I'm scared it's
going to
get dumb.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about soup, you dirty, dirty lady.
Nah, go ahead, say it. Let her say
no,
it.
No, can I say it? Say it during the break. I don't know what you're going to say right now. I'm so scared.
Put your hand on the whammy button.
I'm so scared.
Put your hand on the whammy button.
You don't know this bitch like I know her. You don't know DJ Don Pablo. Look at her face.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Told you I was going to dump her.
Yeah.
Not the first time she's been dumped.
Look at this lady.
No.
Oh, man.
That literally started playing in my head.
Right away, didn't it?
Yep. You piece of crap.